Discalds Hall. Coming up, we're going to be having Canada Post Rock with John, so enjoy your weekend from all of us here.
For a taste of the classics with a twist, join me, Marguerite, with Classical Chaos, Sunday mornings starting at 9, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, Vancouver, Canada.
سلام، روزتون بخیر. My name is Sahan, the president of UBC Persian Club.
And this is Yasaman, the VP admin.
UBC Persian Club is a non-profit student organization with the goal of empowering the Iranian community at UBC by acting as a social hub for Iranian students, bringing together diverse members of the community who have a common interest in Iranian culture, and nurturing and representing the Iranian community in Vancouver.
We have monthly member-exclusive events, Pelon, we screen documentary movies and short films by Iranian directors with English subtitles. Music gatherings, a series of casual music gatherings at which students can play different types of instruments, and sports events and game nights.
Our regular events are member exclusive and you will receive 25% discount on our annual events. You can visit us at ubcpc.com or email us through info@ubcpc.com.
Or you can follow us on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter.
How much do you know about bikes? Everything? Perfect. Nothing at all? Even better. At the UBC Bike Kitchen, you can use our space and tools to do your own bike maintenance, get one-on-one instruction on how to fix your bike yourself, or drop your bike off for us to repair. You can also buy a fully refurbished, guaranteed used bicycle, or a variety of new and used parts and accessories. The Bike Kitchen is UBC's non-profit, student-owned, full-service bike shop. We're located in the basement of the Student Union building. Just look for the stairwell on the north side of the sub across from Gage Towers, or search for the UBC Bike Kitchen on Facebook. Stop by the Bike Kitchen and then get riding.
There was a time when beaver lodges like this one and the busy beavers that build them had almost disappeared from Canada because of overtrapping. But the beaver, who will always be associated with Canada's early days, has been reintroduced into many areas and it's made a successful comeback. The beaver builds dams because he has to store
CITR
in water deep enough not to freeze. With all the wood cutting that the beaver has to do, it's fortunate that his incisor teeth never stop growing.
Brother, I'm not well, I can tell, I can tell. Brother, I'm not well, I can tell, I can tell. With all this just dreaming.
Good evening, you're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock, and I'm going to be on air until 11 p.m. tonight. If you want to give me a call, 604-822 is the number, and once again, the show is Canada Post Rock. And starting off the program tonight, we heard something from Siskiyou, a new release that came into the station a few months ago from the Blocks Recording Company, and you heard a track off of that. Called Oval Window. The new album is called Nervous. And later on tonight, we have a few tracks from a few new things into station, stuff like Weed, tracks from Doldrums, Moon King. And the latter half of the show, we're going to do a profile of the Blocks Recording Company. Recently, they had closed the door and recently had their last show with a collection of some key members of the Blocks Recording label. If you're not familiar, there's a label that was home to Bob Wiseman. Early stuff that they put out was the early Final Fantasy releases, early stuff from Ostra's former solo project, which is just put under the name of Katie Stelmanis. The Phonemes, all kinds of great stuff that came out of the Toronto scene. So really, really important label, and sad to see their doors closing. So we're going to be focusing on a lot of their roster in the last half of the show, so stay tuned for that. But first, we're going to keep going with some new stuff into the station. The new album from Weed, it's been getting tons of play here. It's called Running Back from the new Weed album. This is a track called Puncture.
We'll be right back.
From our sister station at the University of Calgary. That was a new compilation called Sounds from the Workshop, and it's put out by CGSW, a triple disc live set of sessions from CGSW. And what you just heard was a live track of Bog Bodies, a track called Blood Suds and Bone Shavings, I should say. And from Bog Bodies, that was from the disc one of this triple disc compilation. Really, really amazing compilation. They get some pretty awesome bands down at CGSW, and features even some Vancouver bands like Stork appeared on this project. So check it out if you get the chance. It might be on their website. Anyways, before the CGSW compilation, you heard Locals Weed with a track called Puncture off the new Running Back album that just came out on Left Say Records, which is, I do believe, a Portland-based record label. And you are listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. We got about 45 minutes left on the program, and we'll keep going with some more music, and we'll play an album that I've played a few times, but it's just a really, really great album, so I'm excited to play it again. And that's the new album from Doldrums. It just came out on Sub Pop Records, and you're going to hear a track off of that. I do believe something called My Friend Simjin, if I'm not mistaken. Let me see one. Actually, Industry City, and this came out on Sub Pop Records. Previously, Doldrums has put out stuff on the Montreal label called Arbutus Records. Previously, they've put out stuff from Sean Nicholas Savage, Grimes, and all kinds of great stuff. Really, really great Montreal labels. So check them out if you get a chance. After the Doldrums album, you're going to hear something from the Moon King album that just came into the station. It's been doing quite well here at CITR. But first, right here on the program, this is something from Moon King. All right, this is a track from Doldrums, followed by Moon King.
City, just disconnect. Métis in Space, live from the UBC Longhouse. May 19th, 1 to 4 p.m. Join us for a special live taping of the podcast
Métis in Space
from the UBC Longhouse on unceded Musqueam territory. Admission is free and light refreshments will be provided. This May 19th, 1 to 4 p.m. And thank you to this event's sponsors, the First Nations and Indigenous Studies Program, the Vancouver Indigenous Media Arts Festival, and CITR.
Whoever said money can't buy you friends obviously wasn't a member at CITR. When you become a member, you get the Friends of CITR card with incredible discounts in the downtown area at
The Baker and the Chef, Bang On T-shirts, Beat Street Records, Dunlevy Snack Bar, The Fall Tattooing, Fortune Sound Club, Hits Boutique, Pacific Cinematheque, Perch, The Portside Pub, Save On Meats, and Vinyl Records.
To find out more, visit us in room 233 of the sub on the UBC campus or go online to citr.ca.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. What you just heard was some new stuff from Moon King and a track called Apocalypse, which is off the brand new Secret Life album that just came into the station, and it's out on Last Gang Records, also out of Toronto. And before that, you heard something from Doldrums and a track off the new album called The Air Conditioned Nightmare, and you heard a track off of that called Industry City. It's out on Sub Pop Records, and previously he's put out stuff on the Arbutus record label. And like I said, we're going to go with some of the Blox Recording Company profile very soon, but first we're going to hear an artist that's coming through town next week, and they're going to be playing two shows, and that's Timber Tambor. They're going to be playing with Shushu, playing two shows at the Biltmore Cabaret. Shushu came through here not too long ago, so it's pretty great to see him coming back already. From an older release from Timber Tambor, actually I think it's their first release, if I'm not mistaken. The self-titled release that came out way back in 2009 on Out of the Spark Records. And you're going to hear a track called I Get Low, and then we'll see what we get to after that right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Timber Tambor.
If I could, I would turn back into dust. You would look so good to me. I could almost taste it. One moment, I'm a king. The next minute, nothing. I just wanted to feel all right. But it's not that simple. I get low, 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 low on my own. I get low, 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 low on my own. In the palm of my hand, an empire summoned, and as it was born, all substance crumbled. It was a vain attempt at the meaning of life, and I should have better ways of spending my time. Like climb the mountain, like sail the sea, like build my house up, or start my family. It's time to get out. It's time to make a living. I'll reach the summit, but I come tumbling back down. I get low, 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 low on my own. I get low, 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 low on my own. I get low, 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 low on my own. I get low, 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 low on my own.
Listening to CITR 101.9 FM, and that was something from Timber Tambor, a track off a 2009 release, self-titled release on Out of the Spark Records, and you heard the track called I Get Low, and they are coming through town, playing two shows at the Biltmore, that would be on May 20th, and that's Wednesday and Thursday, playing with Shoo Shoo, so definitely pick up tickets, and if you haven't seen Timber Tambor, definitely get a chance. I saw them in Toronto, the North by Northeast Festival in 2009, as well as when they came through Vancouver a couple of years ago. I think it was in 2011, if I'm not mistaken. But definitely check them out if you get a chance. And you should be able to if there's two shows playing in Vancouver next week. So you are listening to Canada Post Rock on CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and we've got about 25 minutes left on the program. And like I mentioned earlier, we're going to do some focusing on the Blox Recording Company. And Blox Recording Company is a collective and label that ran from 2002 to 2015 in Toronto. And it operated more of as a loose collective, had board members and everything. And they would kind of decide, get together and decide whether they could afford to put out a release and afford to cover an artist that really they felt encompassed the Blox sound. And they're not focused on a really specific genre. They're pretty all over the place. They put out stuff from dance music to acoustic to some just really out there experimental music. And it was mainly run under a guy named Bob Wiseman, as well as Brian Joseph Davis, I should say, and Magali Meager of the Phonemes, and just a revolving list of board members. And like I said, they ran from 2002 to 2015. And some of their main large releases were the early Final Fantasy albums. And you can hear something from Katie Stelmanis, and she put out her first album on Blox Recording Company. She recently moved on to the title Ostra, and she's now on Domino Records, so it's pretty great to see an artist like that making it big. So anyways, you're going to hear something from Katie Stelmanis and a track off her older album called, well, it's called Join Us, and you can hear a track called Roll right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Katie Stelmanis.
Thank you. rituals is a dream to contemplate asymmetry. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Varhall Art Center's God and the Indian explores one of Canada's darkest chapters, the residential school system. Celebrated playwright Drew Hayden Taylor's black humor illuminates this heartbreaking story of a Cree woman who cannot escape her past, on from May 20th to 30th. See firehallartcenter.ca for details.
And we're back. You're listening to CITR 101.9 FM. I'm your host, P-Bone, and the show is Canada Post Rock. That was The Creeping Nobodies out of Toronto with the track off the Sound of Joy album. It came out way back in 2006, and you heard the track called Pangrammatic Window. And as you know, the phrase from the scene font, like the font descriptions when you try to install them. And the reason why they use that quick brown fox is uses every single word in the alphabet. That was a release on the now defunct Blox Recording Company. And prior to that was something from SS Cardiacs. And they were another artist out on the Blox Recording Company. And you heard the track called I Don't Mind You. And that was a track off the album called Fear of Love. And SS Cardiacs are a group out of Toronto, also formed on the Blox Recording Company. And prior to that was a 2008 album from Katie Stelmanis. A track called Roll is taken from the Join Us album. And that was her solo release under her own name before she went under the name Ostra. And that album was released on Blox Recording Company. So Blox Recording Company is, like I said, comprised of a collective and like a board member, and one of those board members was Bob Wiseman, a longtime singer, songwriter, and filmmaker out of Toronto. And he's been putting out music long before the Blox Recording label, but like I said, he's a board member on Blox Recording Company, and he put out a few releases on the album or on the label, and one of which is an album called In Her Dream. Bob Wiseman sings Wench Tuttle. And it's, I do believe he reissued this on Blox Recording Company. Originally, it came out in 1989. You can hear a track off of that called Cockroach. And I do believe his partner is Megali Meager, or McGeem. Anyways, she's in a group called The Phonemes, and they previously put out stuff on Blox Recording Company as well. So you're going to hear something from them after this set. But first, right here on CITR 101.9 FM, this is something from a release on Blox Recording Company. This is something from Bob Wiseman. This track is called Cockroach.
Overnight,
Dylan became Christian. The family Bible, it went missing. Then she lost her umbrella, and the sky started drooling. Who was she fooling? Oh, whoa, 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 fooling. Oh, whoa, 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 fooling. Oh, whoa, 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 fooling. Every day.
And that was something from the Phonemes. That was a track called Pain Perdue off the album called There's Something We've Been Meaning to Do out on Blocks Recording Company. and that also featured Owen Pallett doing some backup vocals on that track. And we're going to leave you this evening with one last track. One of the larger releases on the Blox Recording Company was the music of Owen Pallett. And you're going to hear a track off an album called Spectrum 14th Century, it's an EP. And you'll hear a track called The Butcher. And this is closer to the end of Blox Recording Company. They kind of fizzled off in towards 2010 and didn't put out a whole lot of releases in the past few years. But you're going to hear this, and then I'll be back next week with some more great tunes right here on CITR 101.9 FM. This is Final Fantasy.
Sun and